Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yoo! Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yahoo to us, Benny.
Okay. For what reason?
The U.S. women's soccer team.
Ah, yes, that's what you're referring to. Sorry, there's so much happened this weekend.
Oh.
I wasn't sure.
No, something other than the soccer team?
Well, it depends on your neck of the woods
exactly.
Versus my neck of the woods.
Yeah. So yes. They are the ones that answer the question, what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
Totally.
We wipe out the other team. That's what we do.
Yeah, right?
Ah, that was such a great game, everybody. Awesome, awesome, awesome game. Yahoo to them, right, Benny?
Oh, 100%. You know,
somebody said something after the event. What do they call it? A dynasty. Something. They said dynasty, I think they did. I'm not even sure what that means. I don't even know how you say dynasty and women's soccer in the same sentence. Dynasty was like a television show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I wasn't on my watch list. It may have been on yours.
Benny, come on. That had to be on your watch list.
No, it was
Listen,
not.
That and RuPaul's Drag Race, those are on my...
now I'm with you.
Now you're with me for sure. Well, I got to tell you, this is really the deal today. We got two great shows lined up for everybody today. Are you sick and tired, Benny? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Now, what do I mean by that? Are you tired of not being able to achieve what you want to achieve? Are you tired of not being able to have a mindset that completely fantasizes about what you desire success in creating a better world? Are you tired of not having that? You know, are you in a place where you are stuck? Well, today's show in the way that I like to talk about it, one of the things that I present is this is about becoming unstuckable. That's what it's about. It's about knocking the crust right off your patoot. That's what we're saying. Because I didn't cuss right there, Benny. Just say
it. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The ecosystem approach, a revolutionary way to find and address what's truly holding you back. With Jason and Patricia Roan. They are fabulous hosts of a tremendous show. And more than that, they understand what it's like to, first of all, be intuitive, but then to understand that what we are doing in general is not working. And it's not working for a lot of reasons. One of them is we don't have an ecosystem that can adapt to the time we live in, that could take on the pressure of what life may or may not bring you, that helps us or enables us to stand tall, regardless of what the outside environment looks like. And then if you're like me, and you're trying to reach the IRS for 5 days now, and you're calling the IRS's phone number, and you're trying to create an account in their system, and you cannot get to your business account, and you are on hold for 3.5 hours, and then you hear, what's that sound, Benny, when it clicks? What's that phone sound?
I think you just like did
you got to find that sound effect for me, where you're like, you're on the phone, and then you're 3.5 hours, and you're thinking they're coming on, and then you hear click.
Or, we're sorry,
and go,
the phone lines are now
then
closed.
You get that.
Right?
Right.
I think it's that one. Yeah.
But I'm gonna get to them. I'm gonna beat them. So Jason and Patricia are gonna help me. But here's what I'm doing. After the shows, I have three phones. I have my landline, I have my Skype number and my cell phone, and I'm dialing them all at once. And I bet I'm not the only one that does that. But today, you're going to find out about Jason and Patricia and who they are. And I got to ask y'all out there, anybody out there, if you could tell me how to get to the IRS so that I can tell them I sent you the payment, that would make my day. Patricia.
That one, I can't tell you. That's not my answer. Yes.
We deal with questions of heaven and earth, but the IRS is outside of that room.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about aliens. Or
And good morning, Dr. Pat.
It's good morning.
Really great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you both. It's really wonderful. I was so glad you were able to join me here today.
Good.
Because, look, we've got to have what you've discovered, and we got to share it. And the reason we have to do this is because we are in the moment right now where not only are people at an individual, look, anxiety levels are high, but do you know in the latest international poll, the United States made the top of the most anxious countries to live in?
Yeah.
How could that be?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about you both for a minute. Before we talk about, you know, what you created, for each of you, there is a story. We each have a story, but that story could either direct us to what we're called to do, or it could direct us and then we decide not to do it. I want to start with, who should we start with, Jason or Patricia? Because I want to know what it was in your life, the journey you decided to take at a very young age, or maybe not, which brought you to create an approach that helps people change the way they think about growth and evolution. Who wants to go first? Do you want to fight over it? Do you want me to pick somebody? Benny, you want to pick somebody for me?
Fight about those things. You know, it's usually my underwear on the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah, so, that sort of thing. But we don't fight about this type of stuff. But yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, please, Jason, go right ahead.
You know, it's funny because Dr. Pat, I'm sure you know this. I went to this psychic, and I went with my boss, who was the vice president of this big college where I worked, and we had been talking about these things, and she shared with me at some point that she had been going to this psychic off and on for a long time, and I asked to go along, and the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of closet people who believe in energy and the non-physical dimension, these spiritual dimensions, but there's so many closet. I hate to say it that way, but in the corporate world, it's you can't just talk about this stuff. You looked at like you're weird. But we developed this relationship where she shared with me, and I asked to go along, and she said, "Yeah, she would." And this psychic I sat down to do what is normally called a reading, and she used tarot cards, and she came up with this high priestess, and she created this whole story around the high priestess, saying that, you know, my third eye was spinning right now, but you know, if I were to come back to her in a year, it would be spinning so fast that it would be amazing. I would frame it now that I know what I know a little bit differently than that, but that's what said, you know, I've always felt that I knew things, but I never trusted it. And that just gave me the little push that I needed to go forward. And I just started learning. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a teacher. Frankly, I used my intuition, which is now, you know, I would say that's the natural way to do it.
Yeah.
We are led internally, and that's the most, you know, you're your own best guru. And that's what I did from the very beginning. And one of the things that, you know, I went back to her a couple other times, and there was a lot of things she said that didn't come to pass. And part of my struggle or my awakening was, how can I use this information in a way that's truly useful and practical for people on an everyday basis?
Including yourself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That framed everything I did from that time on. And, you know, so I met Patricia at the same place, and it's probably a good segue for her story.
Perfect, yeah.
Because she knew as a little girl I'm just going to set you up, sweetie.
Thank you.
So, you know, as a little girl, that she had this ability, but rather than saying, oh my gosh, what do I do with this?
Oh.
It was much different. So go ahead.
It was much different. To make a very long story short, some people came into our home. I was about four, five, six years old. And these people came into our home and they came to get their brother, so to speak. I had an older brother, and the mom and the sister came in to get the brother. And in the door was this little boy that came with them. And he kept poking at the little girl. And so I turned around and I said to my mother, it really bothered me that he was doing this. And I said to my mother, Mom, make that little boy stop. And my mother turned around and she said, shh, shh. Mm. And I said, but Mom, he's really bothering her. I knew something wasn't right. And my mother, she bent down at my level and she said, you be quiet. We'll talk about this later.
In that tone of voice.
Actually, it was even worse, but that's beside the point, as I remember.
This is radio.
Yes, this is radio. So anyway, so after, you know, everybody went home and all that sort of thing, my mother came in. She always tucked us in. And she said to me, Patty, you need to understand something. Not everyone can see what you and I can see.
Your mother could had the
My mother had the ability as well.
Yes.
And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? And she said, you know, all those people that you see around you a lot of the times. And I said, yeah. She said, not everyone can see them. And she said, you cannot talk about this.
Mm,
well, I have to tell you, it set me up.
Mm-hmm.
It was very difficult. So I go through.
The tone was shaming. It wasn't like you should. This is a great gift, but you can't talk about it. It was like, oh, you better. Oh,
exactly. You know. And so with that said, I tried to cover it up, and I used drugs and alcohol and that sort of thing as I got older in life. But I have to tell you, it didn't cover it up. It just messed me up a lot.
Yeah. So what I love about this is where we get into, you know, a fascinating conversation. But I want to just say to everybody today, Benny, today is our card day, CAR, clearings and readings, because I got to tell you, there is an energy where folks are like, I don't know what I'm doing today. And so we could talk about astrology, but it's not that. We could talk about the retrograde planets. It's not that. We could talk about, you know, Pluto and Mars. It's not that. Unless we allow that to happen on the inside of us. The question is, how do we navigate through the energy fields that we call our lives? That's what today's about. Clearings and readings. 1-800-930-2819. We got to get some energy moving here. 1-800-930-2819. Look, here's the question for both of you. And I think, Benny, we'll go ahead and skip the break. Here's a question that the three of us have in common. I'm not sure if I led down the pathway of drinking and using and all of those things, because I too, right? You know, what am I numbing? I'm not sure if I was numbing the event or numbing having to keep a secret. And I just think that this idea of secret keeping is so absolutely ridiculously toxic. And yet people that are so wounded, that are really having a tough time, I would venture to say most of them have a secret. And I think it eats away. What do you think, Jason? What do you think, Patricia?
Absolutely. You know, and we would say that secret, keeping secrets, is about shame. And here's what we've, you know, this is the way we frame it. And I think it's the best way of looking at it. That in our culture today, we're taught to be a machine. You know, if you do this, then you get this. You know, program yourself. If you do this, process, then you'll get this outcome. It's not true, because we're all unique. We're all ecosystems, not machines. And so when people try and program us and we don't program the right way, shame is created.
Exactly.
And, you know, when that shame is created, we try and keep that shame a secret. It's natural. It's compulsive, you know.
And by the way, life happens to all of us. None of us. We're here. We're in these bodies. Life happens to us all. but it's what we do with it that matters.
And that what she's saying, what life happens, is energy.
Yes.
And most of us try and deal with that energy with strategies and techniques, but we, with the ecosystem approach, we deal with the energy with energy.
Exactly.
We clear that energy. And it's
by
really
the way,
powerful.
We all have that gift.
Yes.
We just, in its way, we have to learn how to use it.
We're taught in our programming culture, we'll try, you know, if something, we have a problem, we do this, 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 and this. We get given formulas, protocols, all those things. And those formulas, without dealing with the energy, can't really affect the energy directly.
Because we're all unique.
Yes. So if we focus on the energy directly,
right,
then, you know, it's for any sort of drug abuse, any sort of abuse, you know, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, workaholicism, which is a form of self-abuse, there are energies there that need to be cleared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use a strategy technique, you don't necessarily change the energy. It's one of those big deals, and we've had clients. Here's what's kind of fun, Dr. Pat. You know, we've stopped working with clients directly, and we've grandfathered all of our old clients. But we've been doing this we started in year 2000, so it's about 20 years, and we have clients that have been with us for 15 years. Well, it's not that they come for a read; they come to say, "What's in my way? What are the energies that are in my way, and let's clear them together." And OMG, what happens is they see this amazing consciousness and freedom that happens. You know, we have clients that tell us, well, you know, I just walked in to this. I had a client tell me the other day, she met this woman who she hadn't seen for a number of years. And she said, "Oh my gosh, every time I see you, you'll look younger."
Mm-hmm.
This woman is in her 70s, and that's because she's been clearing, you know, this light that happens, this natural light that comes from your essence happens when you remove the negative energy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I was going through my emails today, and I have to stay on top of my emails, how many I got. And I got an email, and I always get these emails about like what's going on in the news, or perhaps what's going on, you know, with the candidates or our government, because I like to stay informed, right?
Yes,
you know, I like to know if there's something that I need to do. So I got this email. It's really interesting because it's related to what we're talking about. So the email came in, and it was talking about, I think, Representative Omar, who is leading the charge. She's leading the charge to wipe out student debt. And so the argument that's being made around this is she's doing it because she has her own debt. Oh. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, why do you think most of us are doing what we're doing? Because we have a source of pain, and we get to be in a position where we find out we're not alone in that pain. And then as part of our life's journey from that pain, we create things that will not only help ourselves, but will help other people. So it's fascinating how we are looking at, oh, well, she wants to do it because, yes, we don't want somebody to try to wipe out student debt if they've never had a student loan. How are they ever going to know the pain that those of us with the loans have gone through, right?
Yes.
And that's what you both are talking about. You've gone through the pain. And so because you went through the pain, the solution for the pain, right, comes
exactly
from a very personal and powerful place, right? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we need today. We
yes
need that kind of solution.
Well, and we look at that from just a little bit different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I disagree with any of what you just said, but I would add this to what you said, and that is that when you start removing the negative energy from your essence, we use the word essence, not soul, because soul takes people to church, and we, you know, you don't get a good understanding of your essence from there. But just another aside, you know, I could be very opinionated, Dr. Pat. Just warning you. Just
saying.
I know we should form a club. I know. But when it comes to student debt, what we look at is that as you remove this negative energy from your essence, you start to see people's motives. So that goes both ways. People are trying to discredit her by looking at her motives. But if we could really see people's motives, we wouldn't have the president we do right now.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't, if we could see people's motives, which you do when you clear the energy in your essence and your intuition explodes, then you can start to really see.
Well, because you gain clarity and awareness and objectivity.
Exactly.
And you can see things from not just the point of view in which you have been stuck in.
So you can see people's motives that are authentic and sincere, and those which have kind of a slimy underbelly, like a slithering.
We're not gonna talk about that.
Like
part
a snake,
of it, yeah.
Or yes. So, I agree with you 100%.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and the other thing that you're talking about is a form of empathy.
Well, mm-hmm. I was going to use the word compassion on that.
Yes. And we've lost our compassion because we treat ourselves like machines.
Yes.
And machines don't have empathy and compassion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, if we go back in time and we ask ourselves, what the heck was behind that last great breakthrough, right? Because that's what we're talking about with the ecosystem approach. You know, what the heck was behind that? And we find that the source of the what the heck was behind that came from a very personally motivated place. I have to tell you that for me, I think for the most part, empathy is the word you use. That is another way to say I'm personally motivated to make a change here, right?
Yes.
Because, you cannot take a person to a place you have not gone yourself.
Yes.
You can attempt to do it. You can attempt to take them to a place that you've not gone to yourself. You maybe what you could try to do is say, hey, I read a book on how to do tapping, right? Tapping, yeah. Right? But I've never been sick, so I don't know how to tap to help you heal that. But here's the book. You could do that. But when you have an experience like you both shared with yourselves where you said, this was us, and in order for us to realize that we're not alone in this, we are going to create something that's going to flip some things around. So aren't we talking about how to use that intuitive ability to help people? And by the way, we're talking about all y'all out there, 1-800-930-2819, if you want to get some of this today. But this is it. This is really coming from that place. This is what we're talking about. So for each of you, in the time you've been doing this, I'd love to know from each of you what unique aspect of your journey you learned in order to elevate the system or the approach you use to help people that have enormous situations and problems. Jason, you want to go first? Or Patricia, you want to go first this time, Patricia?
Sure. You know, first off, that's a really, really, really good question. I come from a very, very, very emotional place. It is who I am. It is part mm-hmm. of my personality. And so what the ecosystem approach has helped me with the most is how to be objective, how to take the emotions, not only for myself, but for others, and look at it from a 360 view instead of being stuck in one place.
Instead of either or, like you're either emotional or you're objective. No, you're both.
Because we are all both. Anyone who says they are not emotional, I laugh in their face. I do. Sorry. I mean, yes, I put my hand over my mouth a few times, but
we're
not very often.
Sometimes, but, you know.
But the point is that for me to be objective about emotions and be able to then help someone remove those emotions, in other words, get out of their own way so they can continue on their journey, our life's journey, with a cleaner, clearer view of who they are. We all come here with things to do. We have goals in mind, destinies, so to speak. We all have them. And I see that negative energy wants to get in the way of that. And excuse me, by the grace of God, I will not let anything get in the way of my journey.
You know, and it's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Report a little bit on my gender. Mm-hmm. Dr. Pat, you know, I guess I have standing, but men are the worst. They, you know, this idea that we can be objective and that we can put aside our emotions. In science, they teach that, you know, peer review articles, that you can put aside your emotions and be
objective. Yeah, no. No.
You know, that whole term makes my butt quiver.
And I go, not.
Yes, it is not true. Uh-huh. And men who think they can do that are emotional in covert ways. And again, with the ecosystem approach, and you start developing your intuition and you see people's motives, you can see a man's covert motivations, even though often they can't see it themselves.
Right.
And, you know, when we break down, you know, difficulties that couples have or people in relationships, a lot of that has to do with the woman is seeing what the man can't see. And
yeah,
it's always a problem. And I'm changing the subject here a little bit, but I'm not my intention. The truth is that stubborn,
stuck
idea that I'm being objective,
training,
you know, like a machine, that I can put aside my emotions is not true. What you have to do is incorporate them in and then, you know, factor in those, you know, any emotions or bias that you have and then be objective then. That's the way you do it.
Yeah. Well, let's just be real about this for a minute. Anybody that thinks that both men and women do not emote, all you need to do, if you're living where me and Benny are living, all you need to do is go to the opening game of the Seattle Seahawks. Just go to that game. Just go to that game. And if you want to see grown men painted up and shouting and screaming, yeah, there we go. So the question really is that when we're looking at this, what is it that's in the way? What is the blockage? What is this thing? Why is the word stuck? I've been tracking it for 15 years. Why has the word stuck now gotten so far beyond the number of millions of Google pages you can find on it? You know, why is it so important? As a matter of fact, the word is so important that, you know, one of the things I do is really Unstuckable. I actually own the domain unstuckable.com. Why is it that even in today's world, somebody wanted to offer me a lot of money to buy that domain name? What is it that we're picking up in this consciousness that we need to get rid of and address, because the future is waiting for us? And it's a big one, and it's a happy one. And you're going to have some ups and downs, but you're going to pick yourself up. You're going to just shake yourself off, and you're going to get up and move forward. Why? It's our nature. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what is that aha moment that will either have you move forward or fold them? Do you know when to hold them? Do you know when to fold them? Do you know what days you're the windshield, what days you're the bug? Actually, I don't even understand that, because it's not good for either the windshield or the bug. it's just ugly, right? Yeah. And if you ride motorcycles like me and Benny, it's like, oh, yeah. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Patricia, Jason, Roan. We've got lots of information to give you about them, their work, their radio show, and lots more. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Through their label, Soundings of the Planet, the Evansons have produced over 80 music albums and videos, and recently have published their first book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, How to Meditate with Music. Visit soundings.com to explore their music, videos, and blog. Listeners have written incredible testimonies about the relaxing and healing effects of their music. Find out more by visiting soundings.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, I'm so thrilled to have both Jason and Patricia Roan in the house today. We are talking about what they've created, the ecosystem approach. Yeah. Yeah. They both created this. And yet at the same time, it's probably much more than what we're going to have time to talk about today. But we're going to talk about what this discovery is in a minute. Before we do, Jason, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and tell folks about your radio show?
We talk about the ecosystem approach and how it affects every part of your life. And truly, the ecosystem approach is very efficient because it deals with your health, your relationships, your money, everything in your life, your well-being, your happiness. And so we have all those topics, but they all revert back to the ecosystem approach, which is actually much more simple than trying to take one problem at a time. In other words, if you have a health problem over here, you do something there. And if you have a relationship problem over here, you do something there. This encompasses all of that. And the best way to get a hold of us is on our website at livinglighter.org. And what we'd like you to do is sign up for our free newsletter. That's the biggie. We just ask for your name and your email address, and it's free. And every week we give you clearings so that you can start the ecosystem approach for free right now with no obligation.
Here's the thing I want to say about this. And I know you both are going to talk about it now, is that a lot of times we go through life for decades and we do not realize the accumulation of what we have piled on.
Yes.
To our energy field, our consciousness. For me, in 2001, I gave it a name. I called it crust. Crust and crust busting, because you know what? Even after 10 years of going to school for psychology, there was not a word to help me describe the way I felt. That was my big, that was my big 10-year education aha moment. It was crust busting.
That's right on. Yes.
I know it.
It's right on. Yes.
I know. But for you guys, here's the question, right? This accumulation, we have an old line of thinking about it. And the old line of thinking about it is, I'm never going to get rid of it in my lifetime. So I'd love to hear from each of you what the real discovery is and what you've discovered to debunk that statement.
Well, here it is. We started working with people, and I started working first, and actually that's how Patricia and I met. She thought I was hitting on her, but the truth was I was.
Don't let him.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to work here.
I wanted to use her as a guinea pig, and she agreed. And I did what I was calling back then a profile and a basic initial clearing. And she had this amazing moment where she, you know, She slept for the first time that she hadn't been able to do in months. And
actually years.
Yes. And the colors were more vivid. There was all these initial
reactions. It was like an awakening.
Yes.
That would be what I would say.
And so we started dating, and we started doing this work together. And in the beginning, I started seeing people for free in my house after work. And Patricia learned by sitting in those sessions with me, and she would see how I did it, and we started doing those. And we saw that the people that came to us had a lot of negative energy.
Right.
It was pretty clear. There's a lot of negative energy. But the discovery, the oh crap moment, was this idea that I started looking at people who have achieved greatness, people who are our leaders, people who have done a lot, have made significant accomplishments. And I was able to do this with my intuition. I go back in time. Some of those people were dead. Some of those people were living. And I would look at their essence, and it had the same amount of negative energy. That was the oh crap moment. I mean, oh my gosh. I would think that of course I expected the people who came to us were struggling with stuff, and they had a buildup of negative energy. But when I saw that the people who are our leaders, our heroes, are the people that have done so well, had the same thing, I started to say, oh my gosh, this negative energy that builds up in your essence, I call it the 80%, because that's what I saw for the most part.
On the average,
everybody has about 80% negative energy. And even the people that have achieved greatness, what they do is they don't remove that negative energy. They just rearrange the other 20%. And what happens, and you'll be able to look at this, and you can see it in history, that people who have great achievement also have great a deficit. Deficit is not quite the exact word, but there's always a price that you pay.
Well, you could use Dr. Pat's. They have a lot of crust.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Yes. And they're not getting rid of that crust.
And, I can talk about crust. Yeah, because I know what it's like to have it. I know what it's like to be so heavy that you cannot move off the couch. I know what that's like, right?
Exactly.
Dr. Pat, I'm gonna jump in and say that most people that are unaware of their intuition they're not even aware that it's there. That's the ironic part, because when you start using the ecosystem approach, what happens is you start to become aware of it, and you go, oh my gosh.
It's
amazing.
Had so many people say to us, they come to us and basically say, what do I do?
Yes.
Because they've been programmed to believe that they're a machine. So if there's a program you can insert, then they'll fix themselves.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. It's not something that you do. It's something that you uncover. And all these associations that you and I are talking about, the three of us are talking about right now, come after you start to remove some of this negative energy. And what happens is your intuition, which is part of who you are, it's natural and organic to every single human being,
right,
that it starts to develop. But programming yourself like a machine, it covers up, this 80% covers up your intuition. So we looked at people who have had this great accomplishment, and we saw the 80%, and we saw that what they do is they rearrange that 20%. So they have this great ability on one hand, but this great deficit on another. Savants, you've seen these people who can,
violin,
carry on a conversation with a normal person, but they can do these amazing memory things or piano things or have these amazing skills. It's not supposed to be that way. Right. We're supposed to all be able to have skills and ability and talent and all those other things. Be able to have a relationship, be able to have good health, be able to have money. You don't have to pay a price for being talented. But in the world today, and it goes back a long time, who was the guy that cut off his ear? The great
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. We saw it way back then, this idea that we have to act a certain way.
Right.
We have to behave in a certain way, and then we'll be okay, is not the truth. We have to uncover who we are by removing this 80%, And then who we are becomes clear. And that's where our talents and abilities are.
Right.
That's where all the solutions are. That's when we can become our own guru. So instead of saying, experts, tell me how I can help myself with this relationship, or I have this money problem, or I have this health problem. We go inside and say, how can we fix that? And the more of this negative energy that you remove, the better off you are. You know, what's really fascinating, I've worked with a couple, and this really isn't my area. This is more Patricia's area, but I've been working with this. It's a daughter of one of my other clients who just had a baby, and she had a baby maybe 2 years ago prior to that. And babies are great for past life work because they fuss. People say, oh, that's normal. Babies fuss, right? Well, both of them had problems sleeping during the night. So I looked and saw the past life stuff that was causing the problems with the fussing, and we cleared it and we cleared it and we cleared it. And pretty soon sleeps through the night. I've been telling this new mom about the personality of her child, which is very apparent. If you look at their essence, we think personality is something that comes from experiences that we have in the physical world. That's not necessary. Most of it comes from our essence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to be really clear. I was Pat the Brat the minute I popped out. there was like, I know that became the nickname, right?
I love you, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, that became my nickname. But let's just be really clear. You don't, for you to be Pat the Brat at like 2 years old, come on. Look, here's what I love about this. Let me just share this story. And we're going to skip this break too, Benny. The most interesting dialogue I have ever seen around what you just said, Jason, was between a mother, friend of mine, that just had a daughter, a baby, right? Just gave birth, like almost like that. What? Like, you know, now you have the baby and they put the baby in your arm, right? They do that quick now. So the baby and the doctor, so the mom, the baby, the dad, and the doctor and the whole team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the mom says, so the mom's looking at the baby. We're all looking at this little baby in the baby's eyes, right? Because the baby obviously is barely open. We don't even, I'm thinking like, are there even eyes there, right? But the mom says to the whole room with the doctors, this is an amazing child. You know, I'm looking into her eyes and it's as if she's looking right through me. And the doctor says, oh, don't worry about that. That's not happening. The baby can't see yet. And
And
the mom says, again, I'm looking into her eyes and it's as if she's looking right through me. So what the mom is talking about is the energy that you just described.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you know, with this same example, now the younger child has a brother, and we're already clearing sibling rivalry, and I can see that these two are going to be great friends.
Yes.
As brother and brother, which frankly is kind of rare. You know, Patricia has sisters. Sometimes those relationships can be difficult. But
tell me about it. Three of them. I had three sisters and a half brother.
You got it.
You can't clear too soon. And the possibilities for doing this is amazing. Now, I got to be honest with you. This is very self-revealing. We're not even on Facebook Live, but I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I thought I was far more evolved when I first started doing this work than I do now. And
really?
It's because the more work that I do, the more work that I see that I have to do. Now, I don't want anybody to go hopeless because of that. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm so different than I was when I first started doing this work. You know, people that have known me, my sister have known me all my life, you know, they see this difference.
Yes.
For some people, it becomes invisible because we tend to look at other people like machines. What's your resume? You know, what have you accomplished? What boxes have you checked? They don't look at the energy.
Right.
But a lot of people, you know, people just respond to us. You know?
Well, the deal that we're having right now is, first of all, we are all more exposed. And yes, we're all more exposed for a lot of reasons. I mean, we could spend an entire show talking about exposure. I love that word. Doesn't that sound fun, Benny? Exposure. Right. I love that word. But I got a question, because this is really tying right into it. Patricia, this is for you. I need you to get at this for me, sister. Here's the confusion. Oh, my God. I sound like Judge Judy. Sorry. This is the thing that I've had to wear the label of for most of my life. And I'm getting a little feisty. As a matter of fact, I started a whole new show called Power Up Radio. It airs on Thursdays at noon. And it's a totally different show. And here's the reason. Somehow we have equated standing up for what we believe in, even to the point of protesting, as negative energy. And I just think we need to clear something up right now. You know, a friend of mine participated in one of the protests. Was it over the weekend? Gosh, my time stops when I'm on air, so I get a little bit confused. But they protested as part of a Jewish contingency. And they were protesting these camps that these kids were in, right? And it's the first protest by a group that I think I've seen on what's going on in the borders, right? And so this is not a conversation on whether you agree or you don't. It's not that. But they protested. So here's the dilemma we have, and this is the question for you. Sometimes when we are who we are and we speak our mind, people want to call it negative energy. And I think we have got confusion on this, right? That needs to be clarified, because if we go back to Jason, what you said, and look back at some of the people that have created enormous peace in the world, some of them did it by marching in Selma, Alabama, right? Yes. And my mom was my stepmom, big advocate. So we need to help the audience really understand what we mean by negative energy, because in my opinion, I think that for me, I get kicked back in my face, and Benny will tell you, they're like, oh, dude, you're like the queen of positive talk. Why are you protesting that? And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm confused now. Let me think. Help me out.
Okay. So believe it or not, it's actually very simple. I want to take the protesters to start. And I agree with some I agree with some protesting and some I don't. And the protesting that I do agree with is the one where everyone has the same understanding and the clarity. By the way, you get that clarity through the ecosystem approach. In other words, you clear so everyone is on the same page, but also everyone can deal with what comes at them if they're standing in that protest.
And what you're talking about, Dr. Pat, is programming.
Yes.
In other words, the other side is programmed to believe, and it's not based on truth, that you can program someone to believe that protesting is negative.
Wrong. Exactly. Because if there hadn't been protesting, Selma, Alabama would not have happened. The women's movement would not have happened. And look how many years the women's movement has been going on. I mean, it's been amazing. So the suffragettes and so forth. The bottom line is that I would love, let me just say it this way. I would love to be able to take a group of women and take a group and say, let's do some clearing so we can all get our points straight and remove the negative energies and confusion out of them for those that are protesting, and then go do the protest.
We would love to do a show with you sometime about just negative energy and how it works.
Exactly. And negative energy, by the way, everybody has it. That's at 80%.
Yeah.
It's what we do with it, meaning it, when we start getting rid of the negative energy, what happens is there's clarity about it. And it is an awakening. And I'm living, walking proof of this awakening, because I was just angry and bitter when I met Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started doing this, the reason he wanted me to do the be his guinea pig. And the truth is today, I'm not it. I am not the same as I was.
I want to hold on to something you just said because I want to ask you about it before we forget. So here's what I discovered about my own little piece of this. Being angry and being bitter are not the same. And so let's talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
We only have a couple of minutes left. The number one offender, I believe, in our energy field is the R word, resentment. Another word for bitter, right?
Right.
It's resentment. It means that at once upon a time, something happened. You may have gotten angry from it. But there's something you're carrying about it with you. And it really affects. Carolyn May said it, you know, brilliantly once upon a time. She said it's cellular memory.
True.
But I think what you both are talking about, and Patricia, what you're talking about is the fact that we're allowed to get angry.
Yes.
Right. We hurt ourselves if we get bitter.
Well, and by the way, resentment is anger and bitterness that has never been resolved.
Boom.
Cleared.
And it has not been cleared. And you would not believe the difference because we can still have our feelings about something and get the job done. But anger and bitterness and resentment block us from that.
Wants revenge.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. This is so great. Oh my gosh. Look at this hour. It's like zip by. Okay. Let me get to this. Jason, Patricia, thank you so much. Two things. Please let folks know, one, how they can find out more about how to get their energy fields cleared. That's so super important. But also more importantly, about the radio show and how they can find out more about each of you. And then I'd love to know each of your personal messages. And thank you for joining me here today.
Absolutely. Well, you know, please, if you want to know more about the ecosystem approach, tune into our radio show every week at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time.
On Mondays.
On Mondays.
Yes.
It's just in a few hours. It's always recorded. So if you can't listen at that time, you can listen as a podcast. And then sign up for our newsletter at livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. You can do clearings. Every show that we do, every radio show that we do, Dr. Pat, we have clearings at the end. So we're helping you remove that negative energy right then and there. It's free. It's all you have to do is tune in, listen to the show, clear at the end, and then we send you the newsletter the next day or so. And there's more clearings. So you can take that on your phone all week for the next week. And
awesome.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Patricia.
So, Dr. Pat, I want to say thank you.
Sure.
This has been great fun today. Always a pleasure to work with you.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, definitely.
I just got a text message from one of our listeners who said, Pat, you should dial the phone now. Let the phone be on hold for the hour that you're on radio. Brilliant. One last thing. Quick personal message from each of you.
Everyone, use the ecosystem approach. Come join us. It has changed my life. I'm alive and well and really kicking. And I'm doing what is called my soul purposes every single day. Mm.
And I would just say you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to have that crust. The ecosystem approach helps you with that. It's amazing, and we've done it for 20 years. We keep doing it, and you'll love it. And just tune into our show.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, Jason, because the bottom line is we all want to be in the flow. We want to be in the slide and glide of life. You know, we want to be proactive about whatever might come our way. And so the ecosystem approach and what you're talking about enables people to build up that muscle, you know, to build that inner strength, that wisdom, that intuition, so that you don't step in the pothole. You step to the side of it. Thank you both for today. Yahoo!
Yahoo to you too.
Take care.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We're not done yet. Yep, more to come. More to come. Maybe Benny will pull out that jackhammer for me. We'll be right back. Things are said.